because it's Fan Friday with a red flavour, Jay. Morning to you.
Morning, Alan. You're okay?
Yeah, they're all shying off already. All these Everton. They've had a good start to the season. They still don't want to come on and talk. What's going on? They've done all right, haven't they, the Blues?
Yeah, I mean, they had an awful pre-season, didn't they? And then, obviously, on the deadline day, they made quite a good few signings, really, and not really many of them have played yet, and they've had a good start, haven't they? I mean, I think many people were tipping Wolves to beat them on the opening day of the season, and they got a good result, really, all things considered, after going down to 10 men. And, you know, last week, I think Southampton are pretty poor side. Now, Mark Hughes not a very good manager, but, you know, to get the 3 points at home against Southampton as well, you know, it can be deemed a very good start, really. And now Bournemouth at the weekend, and then I think it's Huddersfield after that. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a nice start for Everton, really. Yeah.
Are you one of these Reds fans that would like to see Everton competing and making it a little bit better competition-wise for the city? It does boost the atmosphere around the city as well, doesn't it, when both are doing quite well?
No, I'd rather they got relegated, to be honest, Alan. But, no, I mean, obviously, it's one of them, isn't it? Liverpool and Everton, there's the rivalry in the city, isn't it? But, you know, it's one of them. Liverpool are looking at bigger things, aren't they? Liverpool have got the sights set a little bit higher than Everton, really, going for trying to really genuinely challenge for the title against City, really. But with Everton, they're in transition now, aren't they, with changing manager and stuff. So they can't really be as bad as they were last season. The standard of football, a couple of my blue mates were saying it was horrendous under Allardyce. And now he come in and done a job, like, but... Yeah. Now it's a little bit better. These first couple of games, you can see already the ideas and the philosophy that Marco Silva's got. And, you know, sometimes if you're not successful, Liverpool are the same at the moment. We haven't won trophies for a good few years. And, you know, first and foremost, if you're not winning trophies, at least you want to be entertained. And I think under Allardyce, it got a little bit boring, really. And, you know, that's his style, isn't it? Negative, really. But as regards this Marco Silva, at least he plays football the right way.
Mm. And from the Red perspective, how did you rate that performance at Palace on Monday evening?
I was very pleased with it, to be honest, because, you know, Liverpool are well known now, aren't they, for blowing teams away and playing, you know, attractive football. And, you know, the front three we've got are absolutely amazing, aren't they, the amount of goals they scored last season. But I thought we had to dig in and show a different way how to get 3 points against Crystal Palace. I mean, I was expecting it to be a tough game because Selhurst Park on a Monday night, it's always going to be a tricky place to go. And I think they're a decent side, Palace. You know, they're very physical, aren't they? They're, you know, very full of pace and power in the team. And, you know, I do think, you know, it was a tough place to go. And to get the 3 points in the manner that we did, to dig in, I thought it was a massive 3 points for Liverpool.
Yeah, it was totally contrasting performance to the one that they needed against West Ham the week before. And I suppose, looking to this weekend, it'll be back to Liverpool fans expecting what they did against West Ham to do it against Brighton.
Yeah, I think with Brighton, though, they're obviously going to come to Anfield with the tails up a bit after beating Manchester United last weekend. But, you know, it's a different proposition coming to Anfield, isn't it? Whereas they were at home last week against United. And we all know that Manchester United are struggling, really, aren't they, now under Mourinho, start of the season, and really the performance levels aren't there, and shipped a few goals as well now, whereas Liverpool are looking really solid at the back. And like I say, it's a different proposition coming up against Liverpool's front three than coming up against Manchester United side. So, you know, they're probably going to be in for a tricky afternoon, aren't they?
Did the new boys impress you on Monday? Alisson looked very assured between the posts, didn't he?
Yeah, I think the thing with Alisson that's, you know, that stands out to me, it's his distribution. He's absolutely amazing, really. I think he's only, is it like 3 or 4 passes that have gone astray so far in the first two games? And he hasn't really had much to do in terms of shot stopping. I think he's only had to make 3 or 4 saves as well. And that's testament to really the defence in front of him, because we all know how good Virgil van Dijk is. He's like a Rolls Royce of a centre-half for me. He's the best in the Premier League. Yeah. And, you know, also, you know, that's why he's got the protection there. But what he's had to deal with, he's actually done quite well. He made a good save from the free kick, didn't he, from, I think it was Milijevic. So that was in the second half. So, yeah, you know, very pleased with him. When you pay £65 million for someone,
he should be good.
That's it. You do expect, like, them to be of a certain ilk, don't you? And already, early on in his Liverpool career, he's showing them the capabilities that he's got. Yeah. But, you know, as regards Naby Keita, I mean, I've been so excited to see this lad. I said all pre-season he's going to rip this Premier League up. He's got a fantastic player. And, already the signs there. I mean, against West Ham, I thought he was brilliant. And then against Palace the other night, in, you know, like in bits, in parts, he looked amazing. Really, that ball that he tinked over the top for Salah would have been a fantastic assist. But just unfortunate that Salah miscontrolled it a little bit and tinked it off the bar. But, you know, very happy with the new signing so far.
Oh, yeah, he looks a player. I mean, I only saw the highlights against West Ham, so it was my first chance to have a look at him properly in 90 minutes, and he certainly does. I mean, he's still only 23, isn't he? And he looks as though he can adapt to Premier League football straight away.
Well, that's it. I mean, he can play everywhere in that midfield, and even like late on in the game when Mane went off, he went on the left-hand side of the front three and he didn't look out of place either, and he's just fitted like a glove, really. And it just shows you, though, because not everyone does. I mean, you've got to look at Fabinho, and he played most of the pre-season, but he hasn't featured yet in these first couple of games. So it's an interesting one. You know, obviously Klopp sees them in training day in, day out, and he sees fit, doesn't he, who to choose. And at the moment, Fabinho's been missing out.
Yeah. And it's, as far you touched on Van Dijk before, how difficult is it going to be for Lovren to get back in the side, because Joe Gomez is playing his part, isn't he?
Well, it just goes to show, doesn't it, how good Virgil van Dijk is, because Joe Gomez, I mean, he's not really played centre-half for Liverpool in all his career so far, and he just looks brilliant alongside him. And the same goes for Lovren last season. Obviously, he's coming for a lot of criticism in his Liverpool career because he is error-prone, really, isn't he? But ever since Van Dijk's been at the club, Lovren's actually come on leaps and bounds as well. But it's interesting now, because I think that was probably Klopp's preferred partnership, wasn't it, Lovren and Van Dijk?
Yeah.
Joe Gomez has staked the claim now. You know, he's only 21 and he's got all the attributes to be a very good centre-back. He's obviously got England's recognition now. He would have been going to the World Cup, but for his injury. So, you know, like I say, it's all good for Liverpool at the moment. And maybe that's the reason why Klopp decided against dipping into the transfer market to get another centre-back in the summer. But like I say, at the moment, everything's looking good. But I just hope that we don't get any injuries.
Well, they've got strength in depth now, haven't they, Jay? I mean, you look at the bench on Monday night and you've got players there who probably will be expecting to start. I mean, Henderson's got to be pushing for a place, hasn't he, on Saturday against Brighton?
Yeah, the only thing with the midfield, though, I mean, obviously Milner's been playing out of his skin. Wijnaldum's been playing well. And as we've already touched on, Naby Keita's started quite his Liverpool career well. So, you know, obviously you can't just leave players out if they're performing to a certain level. And Henderson's just, you know, he's the club captain, but he's just got to bide his time, really. And, you know, maybe if you get an injury or someone's form dips a little bit, then he'll get included. But at the moment, because there's decent gaps, isn't there? There's decent breaks in between games.
Yeah, wait till the Champions League comes along, yeah.
Yeah, at the moment, there's no real great need to change a winning team because it's actually working at the moment. But I must admit that I think Firmino's looking a little bit undercooked at the moment, though. The first two games...
It's quiet, wasn't he, on Monday?
Yeah, I think with Firmino, he's obviously come back from the World Cup. He's not had much of a pre-season. And I think if there is going to be a change at the weekend, maybe Shaqiri might come in for Firmino and Salah might go up front. But it's very difficult to really tamper with that front three because they're so good together, aren't they?
So what's your prediction on Saturday? It's the late one in at 5:30 kickoff. What are you hoping? Well, tell us what you're predicting.
Yeah, well, I think Brighton are obviously going to come, aren't they, and try and park the bus because it's very difficult to try and go toe-to-toe with Liverpool, especially at Anfield. And I don't think really they've got the players that can compete with Liverpool properly. So I just don't see them causing as many problems. And when you go in a match now, you know you're going to be entertained and you know this Liverpool side's just full of goals and you can predict anything really from 3-0 up to 5-6, whatever. But, you know, it's the start of the season. They're on the back of a very good result against Manchester United. So as long as we get the 3 points and just keep the momentum going, that's the most important thing. But I do think Liverpool should be quite comfortable on Saturday tea time and I'll go for a 3-0 Liverpool victory.
A very sensible prediction, a very sensible take on things, Jay. Thanks very much. Enjoy the weekend.
Cheers, Alan.